It's another week of My Tunes. In fact, it's the last one of the year for me because next week I won't be here. It'll be Christmas and there'll be somebody else around. I'll tell you more about that later. But my guest all this week is one of the Isle of Man's hardest working musicians. If you haven't seen Barry Nelson perform, then I guess you don't get out much. Barry, welcome.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for coming in to do this.
No problem, mate.
How long have you been playing music on the Isle of Man?
Oh, crikey. I think last TT week was 40th year.
Wow.
Of playing in some capacity in a band or other. I think I missed one. That was when my mum passed away.
Yeah.
We even played the no TT.
Oh, the one, the foot and mouth one?
Yeah. We actually came over because we were booked up anyway, so... And that was one of the better years, actually.
Now, I wasn't sure. When did you get on the Isle of Man? Were you born here?
No.
So when did you come over?
Early 70s,
yeah.
Must be. My folks fell in love with the place and moved over. And then they moved off again, but I stayed. Right. More or less.
The 70s were mad everywhere. But over here, with the holiday seasons, it must have been amazing.
It was great.
Yeah.
Kiss me quick hats.
Yeah.
And I just seem to remember it being sunnier and hotter as well.
It always is when you're younger. Yeah. It always is. So when did you start playing the guitar?
I was at school. My sister had a guitar and I kept stealing it off her. And then getting it back into her bedroom before she got home. And she found out I was doing this and kindly bought me one for Christmas, following Christmas, a little nylon string thing. I said to her, what's it supposed to do? And she put a Santana record on, Samba Patti, I remember. And that went, is that a guitar? Is that one of these?
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So, a great place to start with Mr. Carlos Santana.
Well, it doesn't sound anything like him.
No, but at least you're learning from the best. So, it's funny because my sister, I copied my sister. She got me into playing the guitar exactly the same she had when I used to steal hers.
Yeah.
And then she taught me bits and pieces. I think my first tune was Yellow Bird High Up and Banana Tree. It wasn't Samba Party.
No.
It was
that wasn't when I first learned.
I'm going to say. So what was the first band people would have seen you in over here?
Over here?
Yeah.
That would have been, I guess, the Pythons, we were called.
Tell me about the Pythons.
Simon Buttymore, yeah. John Buttery, Timmy Reynolds, and myself.
Now, and Tim Reynolds, on drums?
Yeah.
Good drummer.
Oh, he's brilliant, yeah. And Simon, sadly, we lost. John's still around, I think, playing, I think. Yeah, and we were great. We went down to London. We got an old van, transit van. Anglin Buttymore was a mechanic at the time, Simon's brother.
Can't that man turn his hand to?
Yeah, he's brilliant. And we said, will the van get us down to London? He said, it'll get you down there, aye. And he was damn right. We moved into a squat in Camden, and then we asked the council if we could have funding to do it up, and they actually agreed, London Council. So we went out celebrating, came home in the morning, it gutted, the place was gutted, burnt down, took all our equipment with us, everything. So we limped back to the Isle of Man with every way we could, hitchhiking and stuff, and with our tails between our legs. Yeah. But a good story.
It is, and it's a sort of story that I wonder what would have happened if.
Well,
you know?
One of the gigs we had that we were celebrating was a little-known band at the time playing Camden Dingwalls, and we were going to support them. They were called The Clash.
Whoa.
Yeah. And we never got to play that gig.
But it was, would have been a very different scene. Take us through your first choice for music this week. What have you got?
Well, I think as it's beginning of the week... More of Mine and all that. I think Brand New Day by Sting.
And there's a harmonica on this.
Yeah.
And I got it wrong. When we were choosing tracks, you were choosing tracks. I said, oh, was that Stevie Wonder? You said, no.
No, it's Larry Adler.
Larry Adler. Legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Legend.
Yeah.
And you went to see him.
Yep. We had an arts society set up at the school where I was, and I got to sit right in the front, and he was playing with Stephen Grappelli. And also John Etheridge from Soft Machine on guitar.
Wow.
As a three-piece. And I had a little miniature harmonica hanging around my neck. And you know the ones you can get, like the toy ones.
But they do play, and little tiny
ones. Oh, yeah. And he happened to notice it because I was sat right at the front, and he said, excuse me, is that a little baby harmonica there? Can I just... And he just played a little tune on it. And he said, there you go, you've got a harmonica, Larry. And I've still got it. I've still got it somewhere. That was way back when I was... Well, at school.
Yeah. You know, so. Well, we'll hear him play, not that harmonica,
no,
but a standard one right now.
How many of your people out there been hurt in some kind of love affair? Swear that you'll never love again. How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? So why would you want to put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Or could it be that what you need the most could leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street and who should you chance to meet but that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. As we turn the clock to zero, oh honey, I'll sell the stock, we'll spend all the money, we're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock on the way back, I wonder if she'll take me back. I'm thinking in a brand new way. Turn the clock to zero, sister, you'll never know how much I miss you. I'm starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock to zero, boss, the river's wide, we'll swim across me. Started up a brand new day. It could happen to you just like it happened to me. There's simply no immunity, there's no guarantee. I say love is such a force if you find yourself in it, babe. There's some time for reflection you say. Baby, wait a minute, 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 wait a minute. You turn the clock to zero, spend all the money, we're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock to zero, back. I'm begging her to take me back. I'm thinking in a brand new way. Turn the clock to zero, boss. The river's wide, we'll swim across it. Starting up a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Turn the clock to zero, buddy. Don't wanna be no funny, baby. Starting.
New Day from Sting, featuring not Larry Adler on that track. It was Stevie Wonder. Larry Adler popped up on Shape of My Heart. Barry wanted me to put that to rights before we put the podcast, which you're listening to bed. Let's carry on with my tunes. My guest this week has travelled a bit. We heard yesterday how he went down to London and nearly supported The Clash, but the house burnt down. Barry, that was a bit of bad, bad luck. Barry Nelson is with us all this week. We talked about you coming to the Isle of Man, but I don't think I mentioned where you came from. So where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Toronto.
Toronto, yeah. And then my father was an engineer and he moved around the world a lot, and so I got very lucky to travel a lot. I was basically brought up in Spain and then ended up here.
So from Canada to Spain to here.
Yeah.
No time much on English soil or Scottish soil? No.
Yeah, school.
Oh, school there?
School there, yeah. Yeah, born in school and in Derbyshire, deepest Derbyshire.
Now, you told me yesterday that your parents brought you over. They didn't stay, but you did.
No, they moved back. They went over to the Lake District. Well, variously, he had other contracts in between. He was out in Saudi Arabia, where I went to visit and work with him as well for a year. So on and so forth, Taipei. Just really lucky to have travelled. Yeah. And then they settled back in the lakes, and up till they both passed away.
Now, so, a lot of people who will have seen you play will have seen you play with your lovely wife on the bass, Val, playing bass with you in pretty much every band I've seen you in quite a while. She's been there with you.
She's the rock. Yeah.
When did you two meet?
Oh, now then. What year?
94.
This is terrible.
She's actually here.
Val's in the studio with us, and he's actually having to ask her, Barry.
No, what year it was?
Schoolboy error. Schoolboy error. I can't believe it.
1994. Yeah.
94.
Yeah.
Here, obviously.
On the island, yeah. Val's a Manx kitten. Born and bred here. And,
oh, Val, by the way, you're not immune. You're going to be grabbed next year. So I just warn you. So don't say too much in the wings, because you're going to be on next year. Did you get the band together first, or did you meet first? How did it work?
Well, actually, I was playing with Stevie Parry as Blue in Six Pack, a two-piece.
Yeah.
And Val was in the audience, and I kept trying to catch her eye. And looking down, she was watching the guitar all the time. And so I put my head behind the guitar neck and like, and that we met that night. And Val then took over managing Blue and Six Pack. Later on, we went on to form a band, and we were interviewing, auditioning bass players. And Val's a very accomplished classical player, guitarist. While we were waiting for him, she just picked the bass up and started playing along. And I thought, why not play a manager?
Yeah.
Graham Souness could do it. Val can do it, you know. and off we went, and it's just been great ever since.
Fantastic.
And it's handy because she drives and doesn't drink.
That one. See, plays the bass, drives, doesn't drink. For goodness sakes, hang on to her. I know you will. For goodness sakes. Val, you're going to be on it next year, so don't worry about that. Yeah. Let's take us through our next bit of music, Barry. What have we got?
Well, then, this I'd like to dedicate this one to my mate, my workmate, Andy Hall. We work on with a hoist together. I'm going high up, 65 foot up, fixing holes in roofs and gutters and stuff like that.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. So this one's for my good old mate, Andy. He's a great buddy and a very talented man on his job.
And here they are. Had to be the Beatles.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong and right.
And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
It's time for another session on MyTunes. Session's a good word, because my guest is a fabulous musician, Barry Nelson, with us all this week. We talked yesterday about Val, and I warn you, Val, who is with us, but will be on properly in her own right. Tell us too much about it, because we're going to make sure she gets a chance. The right to reply, I think they call it, in the new year. Now, in all the bands that you've been in, and I don't want you to sort of even give me a number, but what are the standout bands that you've been in over the years, Barry?
Well, the current band, the Blue Stragglers. I absolutely love this lineup. It's just so versatile. I liked Jacaris as well. And that was a UK-based rock band.
Yeah, I saw them here, though. I saw you in them here.
We played a couple of TTs.
Yeah, and, I saw you with that band here.
And we did an album together.
But isn't that lovely? The current lineup, you know, a lot of work, a lot of sets under the dam, over the dam, under the bridge, call it what you like. And this Blues Stragglers is one that's exciting. That's brilliant. It's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's in it with you?
Well, you've got John Barker on lead guitar, Ed Saunders on drums.
Yeah.
Is he recent to the Isle of Man?
I've seen him play a few times, but only in the last year or so. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Gray on keyboards, Val on the bass, and myself singing and guitar.
Lovely.
They come from all different varieties. Like Ed's a heavy metal drummer.
Well, he looks the part, doesn't he?
Yeah,
all dressed
it's his
in
main
black.
Thing. He can play anything, but he's predominantly heavy metal drummer. That's what he loves most. Steve Gray on keys is jazz and blues, as you know.
Yeah,
you play with him a lot.
Yeah.
John's blues, folk and rock. So you get all these mixtures. Val's pretty well can cover any genre of music, like, and it's just it all gels together.
Exciting.
It's a really nice sound together.
Like. Exciting. So plenty of gigs in the new year, I hope.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get hold of these wonderful people, Blues Stragglers. Get on Facebook, I would imagine, something like that.
Yeah, we'll be featured.
Seek them out. Well, that's great. I mean, I think, because it keeps you fresh, doesn't it? Playing with different people keeps you fresh as a musician. This track, fantastic. We're going live, aren't we?
Yeah, and Brian Adams and Bonnie Raitt, lovely Bonnie Raitt, are off her Road Tested album.
What a pairing.
Yeah, and this one I traditionally play on Val's birthday. Because it's a duo thing, you know, of course. But she's named Val because she was born on Valentine's Day, you see.
Right.
That's why her brother's called Pancake. So, you know that, didn't you? Yeah,
not a bad gag, but this track is better. Here it is.
What you gonna do now that you're all alone? Yeah.
The last My Tunes of the year, then, before the Christmas break. Well, my Christmas break, anyway. And I hope my guest, Barry Nelson, is going to have a bit of a break as well. Are you, sir?
Yes, I am, or am I? I'll probably get the sack because I've been in here off work every morning.
So don't give away the mystery. Don't give away the mystery. Now, I have a question for you. If you could play with anybody, like duet with anybody, dead or alive, who would you start looking at? If a musician you could work with or sing with, who would you go for?
I think straight off, John Hiatt. Have you heard of John
Hiatt? Yes, very much so.
Yeah, American singer-songwriter. Yeah, if I could have a choice.
Why is that, then? Talk me through that.
I've got everything he's ever recorded, I hope. You'd be amazed how many people have had hits with his songs over the years, and he's a number one choice, I think, and he sounds like a really good guy. Apart from that, Kylie Minogue.
You and Kylie. Val is sitting in the corner, they're getting a bit quiet. And just in case you haven't heard, Val Nelson is going to be one of our guests early in the new year. The right to reply will be offered. You can have a go about the Kylie thing then, Val. She's nodding, saying, I will, don't worry.
Yeah, well, Sting, you know. Sting won't mind.
He won't mind. He won't mind at all. So, have you ever played anything else other than the guitar, or has it always just been the guitar for you?
No, my bass is actually, funnily enough, my first instrument. I think I played in more bands I played bass in, than guitar. And it's only till Liverpool I started sort of seriously playing rhythm guitar with bands and then just pushed into the lead bit.
Now, last week we had a young artist, local artist, Mae Chalice on, who's working away over, just back really, from working very hard on a new album in England, in Chiswick, where I was born, actually. And we were talking about the need, if you're going to break out of the Isle of Man, if you're really going to try and be a professional musician, you have to put yourself about and you have to get off.
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that, really. I mean, the Isle of Man is a perfectly brilliant and central place.
I think what I mean is, in terms of there simply aren't enough paying gigs here to become a professional.
Oh, full-time.
Full-time.
Full-time player. Yeah. No, I would agree. Yeah, you do have to tour.
Yeah,
which we have done in the past. We actually moved to England for that very reason, in order to build up a portfolio of venues around the UK. Val put the whole lot together, you know, where you go, how you get there, who's paying you, who to talk to.
You didn't leave Anglin. Anglin didn't do the van this time.
No. We got a new one this
got
time.
Got a new van.
Yeah. We brought it back. It was numbered hundreds of venues, and Val released it to anybody, free of charge. Here you go, all this data, to any musicians who want it. And funny enough, we didn't get any takers, did we? That's curious. But I mean, you've got the advent of the internet now, so since we did that, and you can easily look up if you're looking for venues, or, you know, plotting a tour around. But to be based here on the island for a band is superb if you're all living here, because in England they're scattered around the place, you know. Like, I tried a band in Cornwall, the singer lived in Newcastle. You know, the drummer lived in London. You're rehearsing over the phone, and the first time you meet all the members is at the first gig. But here, you all hang out together, and you're all, you know, in different cliques of music, you know, whether it be rock or whether it be folk, or, and you drink together and you hang out together, and that makes for a much more cohesive unit.
It's a heck of a place, and I've said to all the musicians who have been my guests, I think the Isle of Man punches way above its weight in terms of talent for numbers.
It does, yeah. I mean, per capita, I imagine we've got a lot more bands than a place of equal size in the UK, and particularly also doing original material.
Yeah.
Because of that reason, because they all hang out together. And
are there enough venues, or could there be a couple more?
There could be a couple more, couldn't there? We need a reasonable size, about 500 capacity. Purpose-built venue.
I'd say so.
With a bar, you know, and an in-house PA system.
Because the villa's big, and you know, unless you're huge, you're not going to fill that. Gaiety is big. Yeah.
So you need a medium-sized venue.
Right. The promoters always listen to this. They're always picking up that all thing. Yeah. So have a listen and see what we can do. Take us through the last song of the week, sir. What have we got?
Well, it's
got
to be the classic, one of the all-time classic songs that it just won't go away. It's like hiccups, you know. Once you get this song in your head, and it goes around like an earworm, the classic, The Who, I Won't Get Fooled Again.
One of the best live bands ever?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you see them when they came here?
I missed that.
Did you?
We were away, actually. Yeah.
But you have seen them live?
No. I've never seen. I've only on telly.
Oh. Well, it's not too late. I mean,
I guess not. No.
But I'm not going to say how many times I've seen them. That'd be rude and unpleasant. And we'll rub salt into open wounds. Barry, it's been fantastic. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you very much.
It's been really lovely.
And must say to all your listeners, a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas all round. Yeah, because we're both skiving next week. Yeah. Barry, here it is, the Mighty Who. We'll be right back.